But what I'm saying, if it's that cut and dry, why would the guy spend 30 years investigating it and get sworn testimony from hundreds of people? If it was that cut and dried, I mean, it would, you know what I mean? If it was that simple, then why would there be any alternate story? And he was also doing this, investigating this well after, whatever that guy's name was, that went down there and first found the Titanic. You know what I'm talking about. I can't think of his name, but what, in the 1980s or whatever. But, well, like I said, even if the story is BS, it was probably the most interesting story. It had 1,000 puzzle pieces, and every one of those 1,000 puzzle pieces fit together, coincidentally, that it was not the Titanic that sank. That's all I'm saying. So this guy must be the best story maker-upper in the history to come up with 1,000 facts that actually fit together and still be wrong. So that's all I'm saying. I mean, if he was wrong, that's the most entertaining story of thousands of facts that fit together.